Oh.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I've just received notification that I've got a booking on a gourmet from a gourmet restaurant. I haven't made a booking.
No, sir. It's not a restaurant booking, sir. It's a purchase of a gift card from your eBay account for $299.
I haven't made that. Who made that?
I'm just locating the IP address, the location where it is made that, and it is showing me California, United States. I do believe you live in Australia, sir.
I do, yeah.
So definitely what is happening, sir, some people from overseas, they are misusing your information and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge right now.
I do.
Okay. For the cancellation of this charge, there is an online procedure. So could you please tell me, are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone?
I'm using an Android.
So can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
I'm on speaker, yeah.
Now, on your Android phone, sir, there is an app which says Play Store. Could you please open it up, Play Store?
Yeah.
Now, after opening up the Play Store at the very top, what do you see, sir?
Hang on a sec. Yeah, Play Store, yeah.
Now, at the very top, what do you see, sir?
Say again?
At the very top, what do you see, sir? At the very top of that page?
Well, it says search for apps.
Yes, correct. Now, you need to type over there eBay. E-B-A-Y, eBay, then give a space,
eBay, yeah,
then give a space,
yeah,
then A as an apple, the letter A,
yeah,
N as a November, N,
sorry, then what?
N as a November, the letter N,
yeah,
Y as in yellow, Y,
yeah.
D as in David, D.
Yeah.
Now, what are the options coming up? Could you please tell me?
Any desk, remote, desktop.
Click on that one, correct. Click on that one. Now, on that, there is a green option which says install. Do you see that? Click on that one.
Hang on. Just before I go ahead and do that, what are you intending to do? Because I'm not having you controlling my phone.
It's an eBay secured AnyDesk, sir, through which you will get the cancellation ID, which will connect you to the report, as it is a fraudulent charge, sir. And it is from California, U.S. through your internet connection. They are doing that. That's the reason.
Okay. All right. I'm just opening it. I've opened it.
Okay, now what comes up after that? Let me know.
It's Knox license activation.
Yes, go down and at the very bottom you will see an agree and continue or okay, anything like that. Click on the positive option.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's asking me to allow AnyDesk to send me notifications.
Yes, allow.
Privacy statement.
Okay, click on
okay.
Yeah. Now what can you see?
For controlling this device automatically, plugins require.
Cancel. Yes.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Well, now it's talking about a tutorial.
Yeah, now you need to click on the blinking, the circle where it is blinking, you need to click on that again and again. until and unless you see a number on the circle blinking. Where it is flashing.
Okay. So I've got a number, your address.
Yeah, read me back the number first.
157-193-625.
It's 157-193-625, that's correct?
Correct.
Now, it is still flashing or the flashing is gone?
No, it's not flashing.
Okay, now just below the number, do you see any option which says set password?
Yeah.
Click on that set password. Now, password has been generated. You need to put the password over there.
So, what do I do here?
Now, after giving a click on set password, little bit scroll down. Little bit go down and you will see an option called permission profiles. In a single line, you will get to see the option permission profiles.
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now, after that, you will see a third option which says full access. Click on that one, full access.
Who am I giving full access to now?
No. It is not a full access giving you. It is the server will help you to set the password right now. After the giving the click on full access, you will get another page.
Okay. All right. Done it.
Now, do you see enable unattended access, enable a small checkbox, blank checkbox?
Yeah.
Click on that one. Now it will ask for a password. Just see that?
Yeah.
Now the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase it will be, sir. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
7890.
Okay.
Now did you click on OK?
Yeah.
Now, from the eBay security server, you will receive a Start Now option. When you see a Start Now option comes up, you need to click on that Start Now option. You need to click on the Start Now option. Anything comes up and Start Now, click on that one.
Okay, just done that.
Okay. Now, do you see on the right bottom page of that, there is a Close option? Do you see a Close option? Click on that Close.
Down the bottom it says close.
Yes, click
on that. Is
that
what you're saying?
Yes, close. Click on the close option on that one.
Okay.
Now again, click on the close option.
Okay.
Now, after that, there is a left top corner, there is an arrow pointing backwards. Give a click on that arrow.
Banking security.
Yes, correct. Absolutely correct, sir. Now, after that, you will get to see eBay security server or eBay secure server is connected. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So, right now, we will first of all check your IP address, that your IP address is secured or not. So, can you go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you need to open up the Google from your cell phone. Open up the Google.
Okay. Now what?
Now on the Google search, sir, type over there my, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then give a space. Then number one.
One?
Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter, P. Now there will be option coming up, anything like that, my 1P address location. Give a click on that.
Yeah, so it's just the my 1P address location, yeah?
Yes, that one, correct, that one.
Okay.
After giving the click on that one, there will be first option which says, what is my IP address location, find out here. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now after that clicking, it will be showing you the IP address. And correct me if I am wrong, the IP address is 101.185.108.166. That's correct?
Yeah, correct.
Now just below the number, in a red line, it will be showing you something. What is it? Could you please let me know?
It says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes, so you can see that you're through your internet connection, those Californian persons, they are misusing your information and placing this kinds of stuff like the gift card, because gift card can be used anywhere, any country in the world, because that is the reason they are purchasing gift card. Now on the left top there will be a blue color page, and on the blue color page there will be X sign. Click on the X sign on that blue page.
Do I need to hide my address?
No, you don't have to hide your address, sir. It will not work. At the very top, do you see a blue color page which says NordVPN for Android, and there will be an X on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that X.
Okay.
Now, at the very top, it will be in the black panel. It will be showing you your IP and your status. Could you please read me back the status? It is protected or unprotected, sir?
It says it's unprotected.
See, okay. That's the reason they are placing the order. No need to worry. We have to check each and everything one by one, and we have to check that your email address is correct or not by right now. So could you please log into your email and check today's mail, and do let me know, did you got any mail from eBay or Amazon or any e-commerce website for an order purchase? If you see any suspicious mail coming up, just do let me know. Check your email. If you see any mail which is very unknown to you, which is very not known to you, just do let me know. I will put a report on that mail.
Well, there's nothing.
Okay, did you got today any mail off eBay?
I might have deleted it. Hang on, let me just check.
Yeah, check it. And from where do you check your emails? From the cell phone or from the computer?
Well, I'm doing both at the moment.
No, do not use your computer, sir. Anyhow, right now, do not use your computer, because your computer is also connected to your internet and it is not connected to a safer network right now. So do not use your computer while the time. Use your cell phone only. Yeah.
Okay.
If you face any kind of problem, I am on the line, I will help you out. But do not use the computer. It is not secured anymore.
Okay. So, there's...
Any mail which is very suspicious to you, which is very unknown to you?
Let me just check. I'm just checking the trash.
Okay, check it.
No, it's nothing.
No. Okay, let me tell you what is happening. Today you should receive an email from eBay, because there is an order purchase right now happened. But those fraudulent persons are misusing your information. That is the reason you are not receiving that email. So we have to put the security on your email. And just hold for a moment. I'm just confirming your email address. Is that your email address you are checking or not? Let me confirm it to you. It ends with ing@aol.co.uk. That's correct? That's your email?
It's L-O-G-G-Y.
I-N-G. Yes. Logging@aol.co.uk. That's correct?
Yeah, well, it's either co.uk or .com, it's the same.
This is the full email address we have got in our server right now. So right now, we have to protect this email address, and we have to put the security in this email address as well. Now, while the time could you please tell me, do you check your statement online, your banking statement online?
I do.
Yes. So you need to check today's statement as well. If you see any fraudulent charge which is unknown to you, even if it is a single dollar, do let me know so that we can put the report on that transaction. So just check it from your end. I'm on the line. Just check the statement and do let me know, okay?
Yeah.
When you are done, just do let me know. Do you see any transaction?
Nothing.
Just check 3 days statement. Just check 3 days statement. Because right now, they are using it. Just check 3 days statement.
Right, I'm checking my UK bank account as well now.
Yeah, check that. Check your UK bank account as well. When you check the statement, just do let me know.
There's nothing.
No. You need to check your... I just got the confirmation that there is a fraudulent charge will be on your Commonwealth Bank. I do believe you deal with Commonwealth. That's correct?
I do.
Yes. So just check your Commonwealth statement, 3 days statement. Check all your accounts from your Commonwealth. You do not see any transaction, check all your accounts.
Just
go on that page, sir, where you can see all your accounts, all your Combank accounts.
Yeah, I'm there.
You're there.
I'm on there. Yeah.
Okay. So right now, what we are going to do, just log out from your bank first. Log out from your bank. I have just got the information. Did you log out or you are still logging? Just go to your accounts page where you can see all your accounts. Can you go to the accounts page?
I just logged off.
Oh, just logged off. No need to worry. Just hold for a moment. I log in again and try to check the statement because we got this information right now. Can you log in once again and just be on your all your accounts page?
Okay. I'm on that.
Yeah. And did you check the statement of all your accounts?
I have, yeah.
Okay. Now, what is happening, sir? Some people from, you log out from your account first. Log out. Log out from your account right now. Now, I will tell you what you need to do right now. Log out from your account first. Is it locked up?
No, I'm just trying to find the...
At the left bottom, there will be a home button. At the left bottom, there will be a home button. Click on the home button.
Yeah, I've got it.
Click on lock up. Then you can click on lock up.
So I've logged off now.
Yes, yes. Now what happened? Now go back to your home screen. Now let me tell you what is happening. Those fraudulent persons are misusing your eBay account, your email address, and your Combank account. These are the three things compromised by those overseas illegal hackers right now. So what we are going to do, we are going to put the security on three of this stuff right now. So can you just hold for a moment so that I can ask with my senior manager what type of security we are going to put? Just hold for a moment, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And while the time, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Could you please let me know?
Well, there's nothing on my, there's nothing.
Okay.
Phone.
Okay, just be on the cell phone screen. Now, you are having a computer, that's correct, which is connected to your internet. You are having a computer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a Windows computer? It's an Apple Mac, sir?
It's Windows.
Okay. So we have to connect it to the secure server as well, sir. So can you just be in front of your computer so that I can help you out?
No, I'm getting worried about this.
Okay. So if you do not want to do that, that's your choice, sir. Let me talk with my senior manager. He will help you in a better manner. Let me talk with him what type of security we are going to put. Because your email address and your Combank account, both the are being compromised, and your eBay account as well. They are trying to purchase another gift card right now. That's the reason. So just hold for a moment, sir. Now I've just got this, the information, sir. What I will gonna do? My security officer will help you out in a better manner right now. Okay? So what I'm going to do? I'm going to simply transfer this call to him. He will help you in a better manner, and he will help you to put the best security and block those overseas illegal hackers and cancel these purchases as well. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, so just be on a hold with me. Let me connect your call to him directly. Okay, now, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, your call will be transferred to the security officer. Right now, he's going to help you out for canceling this purchase and block those fraudulent persons. So just be online with me. The call will be directly connected to him, okay? Just be online
All right.
with me. Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Now, what can you see on your cell phone screen? Could you please let me know?
My cell phone screen.
Yes, what can you
well,
see?
It's just, well, nothing, just my normal apps. The apps
okay.
are on the screen.
Okay, while the time you are on hold, sir, do not do anything from the cell phone. Just be on that page. Do not log into your email. Do not log into your bank or do not do anything on your cell phone right now. Because right now we are going to connect your call to the security officer because those fraudulent persons are still into your internet connection. Through the computer, they are seeing it. So just hold for a moment. Do not do anything from the cell phone. Okay?
Okay.
Can you open up the AnyDex app where you can see eBay Secure Server? Can you go back to the AnyDex app?
Which app, sir?
There will be app in your cell phone which says AnyDex. Open up that. AnyDex.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Now just be on this app right now, okay? Now the call will be transferred to my senior security officer directly, okay? So just be on hold with me. Just be on that page, any desk page, okay?
Yeah.
Now can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, this is Ron Davis from the NCMT Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
All right. And I do believe that you talked to the previous colleague. You talked to the previous colleague from the eBay. Was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now the thing is that what we need to do, we need to first connect you to the NC department, and then I'll just explain you each and everything. So in the meantime, you just do one thing, sir. You just simply open the Red AnyDesk application.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Now, do you see the ID number 15719325?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just give me a moment. Now, once you see any start now, simply press on start now. Now, do you see any changes that's been coming up?
There's nothing at the moment.
Look,
okay. Just before we go on, what organization do you work for?
I have told you, we are from the Anti-Fraud Department, sir. Anti-Fraud Department, NCA, National Crime Agency.
Of what country?
Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. We based in Sydney. All right. Now, I just want to ask you one thing. Like, have you ever shared your information to any other person, like your family members or your friends?
No.
Who can register your information in the different place?
No.
No one. All right. Just give me a moment. Now, if you see any start now, press on start now.
So, what am I doing by doing this?
Yeah.
Am I giving you remote access?
No. The thing is that you know that this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose, and that is the reason. So, once you press on start now, you are going to connect yourself to the NCA department, not any individual, to the server, okay?
All right.
Now, did you press any start now? Any options called start now?
Yes, I've just pressed it.
Okay. So, do you see any notification like NCA department or anti-fraud department, anything like that?
Yes.
All right. So, you go to the home screen. You press the home screen. Go to your home screen.
The home screen is my mobile.
Yeah, correct. The home screen of your mobile phone. So in the meantime,
okay. First
what you need to do, you need to just simply open the settings on, oh sorry, open the Play Store on your mobile phone. Just open the Play Store.
Okay.
Yeah. Now once you open the Play Store, look at the left-hand side top corner, there will be a back arrow. Do you see any back arrow which is pointing towards left? All right,
yeah.
Press on that. Now, once you press on that, Yeah. Once you press on that, now look at the right-hand side top corner. Do you see your first letter of your name is there? First letter of your name?
Yeah.
Okay. That?
Press on that.
Yeah, press on that.
Okay.
All right. And just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. You got a notification. Please be with me, all right? Please be with me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
All right. So, you just press the home button.
Yeah. Look, I'm just...
Yeah.
You say you're from the National Crime Authority, is that right?
Yes, yes, correct.
How do I know this?
You have connected and you are going to receive a mail. Once we just done all the things, you are going to receive a mail. Or you can check it on the Google either, sir. Type there National Crime Authority. You can just simply type in there and you can just read it.
I'm just reading it now.
All right. You're reading it now.
Yeah.
We deals with the anti-fraud things. All right. If there will be any unwanted things has been made, we are just simply taking care of the things. Because you need to understand a lot of people are using their, like, the different people's information to just simply try to stealing those things. And we are just simply here to just protect all the things for them. And we also connected with the federal department.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All right. So, can you come to your normal home screen?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. So, go on to the normal home screen and open the Play Store application one more time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, once you open the Play Store application, I am just verifying you the details which has been registered in the different platforms such as PayPal or such as Zip. The account holder name will be Mr. Martin Brown. All right?
Yeah.
And there will be an email that has been getting registered, will be martinbrown8672@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you need to understand one thing, that what we have just got, we have found some suspicious charges has been made from the Commonwealth card, and what we have just done, we have put the amount on hold. Okay, we have not released the amount. We put the red flag onto that amount, and that's why we are a little bit suspicious about the transaction, because those ordered has been placed from the different location outside the Australia, and that makes us suspicious. So that's why we need to just check what is happening. So you go to the home screen, sir. You go to the home screen and log into your Commonwealth. I want to just simply showing you something.
You want me to log on to my account?
Yeah, log into your Commonwealth.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
What now?
Have you logged into your account? So you go to your home screen, like onto your account, you press on account.
Yeah.
So once you press your account, now I am just confirming you, do you have any card which is ending with 1265?
Yes.
Yeah, so you just click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the top. Do you see the picture has been there? The picture of your MasterCard, which is with that, which I have just informing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So click on that. Click on that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what has been done there? The people somehow, and can you just tell me, is there any platform where your details has been registered? Is there any platform?
No.
Are you sure that you have not registered your details to anywhere? You have not registered your details to anywhere, sir?
I haven't given those details to anybody.
Okay, you have not. So then give a click on the X sign. Give a click on the X sign.
Yeah.
Okay, and just give me a moment. Now you just go to your home, press on home, and just be with me for a while. Just be with me. I'm taking the securities and help you to make it cancel for you. Just be with me. Just give me a moment, sir. Let me just check the things where your details has been used. Give me a moment. All right. So in the meantime, you just log off from your account, sir. You just log off from your account.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you log off from your account, you just go to your home screen. Now, let me just tell you what is happening. Now, what we have just got, we have just detect some of the platform where your details has been misused. As I just confirming you, there will be the number of platforms such as PayPal, such as Zip. So have you ever registered those platform or not?
I'm not aware that I have.
You're not aware of that, have. Okay, so you go to your home screen. Let me just tell you why I'm telling you. Because we have just found there will be a lots of IP, like IP address has been connected, and we have just found there will be lots of unusual activities has been made. And that's why onto that verified platform, there will be those warnings and the errors has been mentioned. So you press the home button, you go to your home screen.
Okay.
And please open the Google, sir. Just open the Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you open the Google, now click on the search panel. There will be any search panel you can see where you type something for search.
Yeah.
Yeah. So simply type in there, W for whiskey, letter W.
Sorry?
W. No. Just
yeah.
One W, just single W. Then number three.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie, letter C.
Yeah.
Do you see any options, anything like W3C validator has been coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. So give a click on that W3C validator. Now, once you see
okay.
W3C validator, do you got any options at the very extreme top that the W3C markup validation service, something like that?
Yeah.
Do you see anything? Okay. So give a click on that W3C Markov Validation Service and let me inform you about that. So let me tell you, the W3C Markov Validation Service is a platform which has been designed by the NCA department, the anti-fraud department, where every people can check their online activities such as email, shopping, banking, or YouTube, Instagram, whatever they use, like Facebook. They can just check the website, it is protected or not, and if they are going to receive any errors and warning messages, that means those platforms, those websites have been getting compromised. Okay. So look on that website. Do you see any address or any white panel over there in the middle, like any address or white panel?
You have
to check. Okay. So click on the address white panel. Press on the address white panel.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on the white panel, so we are going to start. We are going to just simply validate from the email. So what you need to do, you need to type in there, all in the lowercase, www.email.com.
Okay.
And please check, press on check. So once you press on check, it will be just showing you connection is secure, something like that. And you will get to see that whether the website or the connection is secured or not. Now, what has been came up? Just tell me what has been came up. Yeah.
Well, it says.
Go on, tell me. Do you see anything like warnings or info or any red errors like that onto your email account?
There's a red error.
Red error. So you just tell me how many info errors altogether you can see or warnings altogether you can see onto your email account, and then I'll let you know about this.
Well, there's 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Altogether. There are three info.
Okay.
There are error 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 errors, and there are warnings. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 warnings.
That means overall it will be in between 10 or 20, correct? That info, 5 errors and 5 warnings like that, overall it will be in about 15, 16 like that. So you need to understand what is happening. Whenever a people is just trying to break your IP security, like your internet security, they are trying to get inside your email. And sometimes you will get to see that you have received some of the emails from the various platform which you have not registered, but you're getting some kind of links from there. Like, suppose it will be just showing you, just give me a moment. Give me a moment, sir. Just give me a moment. Okay, I have just tried to check the security and try to explain you the thing. The thing is that you need to understand what is happening. Actually, the people are just sending you some kind of emails. You have received some bogus emails sometimes, like you have not registered the platform, such as, suppose, do you receive any email like that? Hello Martin, you have just won a gift card, or you have won some scratch cards, or you have won 50% of discounts or $500 coupon like that. Have you received any email like that?
Not when I check my emails.
Yeah, just, check your email. Sometimes it will be coming onto your junk emails or spam emails. Try to check your junk or spam either. Because what happened, they are just giving you some kinds of attraction, okay? So once you click onto the email to check what is happening, and okay, now what we have just got, you just press the home button and check onto your application. Do you see any cancellation request? Any cancellation message has been coming up onto your Commonwealth application? Just check. We have deceived a platform and we are just trying to making it cancel. You just click on the Commonwealth application and see if you got any cancellation request or any cancellation code. Just write down the code in a piece of paper and tell me.
I've just been given a netcode number.
Yeah, because we are just canceling the things. And you can just write the code, right? You can just write the code in a piece of paper and open up your email. We have just sending you a code. Do you see any code over there, the 6-digit code, which we have just tried to make it cancel?
So I've got a 6-digit code from...
You need to write it down in a piece of paper. Yeah. You just write that code in a piece of paper. This is the cancellation code which we have generated to cancel the charges. So you just write the code in a piece of paper.
What do you want me to do then?
You just write it down. This is the security code. Never share this code to anybody else. Now, once you write down the code, you press the home button, sir. You press the home button and open up the email. Let me just showing you where those people are trying to misusing your email. You got my point?
Right, I've written the code down. You
need to open up your email, let me tell you. That email which is getting registered, that martinbrown8672@gmail.com. That email you need to log in. Because that email has been getting compromised, so you need to log in that email. Now, did you log into that Gmail email?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Try to check.
And just give me a moment. Just be with me. So you just look at the left hand side top corner, there will be the back arrow. Left hand side top corner, there will be the 3 straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that 3 straight line at the.
You have been kicked from this conference.